Chapter 21, verse 19 says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with the contentious and an angry woman. So by the way, this is not only subject for men, because we think of anger, we automatically associate it with men, because men have a tendency to be more readily angry, right? But here it tells us that there's such thing as a contentious and an angry woman. And the Bible's giving us a location where it's better to be than in the presence of that person. It says it's better to dwell in the wilderness. And the wilderness is not like, you know, a ritzy hotel or something like that. It's the desert where nothing is. There's no water. There's no food. It's dry. It's hot. God says it's better to be there than to dwell with a contentious and an angry woman. What is he doing? He's emphasizing how bad it is to have a person like that in your life. Contentious means they just want to fight, they're angry, they're mouthing off, they're constantly wanting to bicker, and they're nagging. That's what the Bible's talking about here. So this matter of anger is not only something that is only subject to men. This is obviously something that women are susceptible to as well. And in fact, in Proverbs 27, verse 15, it says, a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. So a continual dropping, you think of the faucet that doesn't stop dripping and it just echoes. What is it? It's annoying. Kind of irritating, right? A contentious woman is not, you know, no one's afraid of a contentious woman. A man is not afraid of a contentious woman like, oh, man, she's going to beat me up or something. Oh, man, this lady's going to mop the floor with me. Really what it is just, it's just annoying. I don't want to be around someone like that, okay? And so what the point that I'm trying to make is the fact that anger is not only something that men struggle with, it's actually something that women can struggle with as well.